DW.
Minutes, but on motorcycle it takes less. We are going to make it to maybe 7 minutes, like that.
The young man twists and turns through the streets of Beirut on his scooter. Between his feet is a big green sack. It's empty at the moment, but not for much longer. David collects everything that can be recycled from households which have ordered the removal service via an app. Michel lives in the middle of the Hamra district. He's holding a big sack full of plastic bottles, chip bags, and Coke cans. He orders the recycling pickup service once or twice a month.
Since the state is not doing its job, so the guys here are doing a very good job, and they are replacing, I think, the government.
For many years now, Lebanon has had problems with its garbage. The country's biggest landfills are as good as full. There are no incinerators, and the politicians can't agree on a sustainable disposal system.
We produce around 800 tons of, in Beirut, not in Lebanon, per day, 800 tons of garbage per day. Most of them are going to landfills, illegal landfills, and being thrown directly to the sea.
That's George Bitar. When the 32-year-old returned to Lebanon after a long stay abroad, Beirut was practically suffocating in garbage.
I got back to Lebanon 5 years ago, and there was a big garbage crisis in Lebanon, so I wanted to recycle just to reduce my impact on the crisis, as simple as this, and I couldn't find any way to do it, so I got an idea why not to create a Uber for recycling. And this is how we got the idea of the application.
So George decided to get to work. He designed an app and founded the startup Live, Love, Recycle. He got financial support from Germany's Federal Ministry of Economic Cooperation. The startup now has 17 employees and 4,500 households in Beirut are already making use of the garbage pickup service. Drivers like David collect the garbage and take it to local recycling plants. The service is still free, but George and his team will soon need to start charging users to keep the company running. Michel says he still plans on using the service even if he has to pay.
Since we're paying lots of taxes without any return, so a few bucks in here to clean the house and the country would be fine.
David puts Michel's garbage into his big green sack, throws it on his back, and gets back onto his scooter.
We have to save our environment. If not for us, for our children later and days later. So what we will do if we make our environment very bad situation? What will happen to our kids when they will raise up, where they will live?
It will probably be a while before everyone in Lebanon actively recycles. But Live, Love, Recycle is giving fresh impetus to the ongoing debate over the mountains of garbage. In any case, George wants to expand his service even further, and he's encouraged by the support of his customers.
Since we started, the only negative feedback I can show them to you is why you don't work outside of Beirut.
This report was brought to you by DW.